Take a 15-minute break. There is lunch.
Yep.
Hey, we're back on the record at 12:22. For the record, all members of the board who are here prior to our 18-minute break are still here. The next case is case number 10-22-095. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, I'm Investigator Taylor Zaldivar, Zaldivar, from the Waterford Police Department, issuing authority.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Appellant, can you tell us what town you live in?
Waterford, Connecticut.
On your appellant questionnaire, it says you live in Niantic.
So I apply in Niantic? And then I moved, I bought a house in Waterford, so I had to reapply in Waterford.
Is this a denial from the, is this a appeal from?
So my initial appeal was from Niantic.
From East Lyme?
From East Lyme. And then when I moved, I called the appeals board, and I talked to one of the young ladies on the phone. She said that she was going to keep the court date to reapply.
You mean the appeal date? Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Because they've already been waited on the, you know.
No, that's why it was just confusing on the address.
Very confusing.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Very considerate.
Okay. Sir, you're entitled to a brief opening statement if you'd like.
I'm Investigator Zaldivar here on behalf of Waterford Police. Chief Dallas Drossi apologizes for not being here with the appellant. He is in training today, and the investigator for this police department is out on paternity leave, and I am here to represent. They've informed me the reason for the denial was that the appellant, under the criminal history field, only disclosed an arrest of a DUI without an arrest or adjudication of the arrest. He also disclosed the possession of marijuana charge without a date or arrest. And the appellant failed to disclose a 2002 failure to appear in a 2003 reckless driving arrest on the application.
Thank you, sir. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
I just wanted to say that I'm a different person than I was back then. All that stuff happened back early 2000s and before. I didn't put the dates because I didn't remember and I did not know that I could find them. When I go to the judicial website and type in my name, it comes up with nothing. It wasn't until I talked to the officer from Waterford that he brought to my attention that I could go to the state, probably Troop E, and pay money and get a full arrest record. I wasn't trying to disclose anything or hide anything. I'm now a federal employee with secret clearance.
Okay. You may proceed with your case, sir.
Just asking the appellant, were you denied a firearm permit in the town of East Lyme?
Yes.
Did East Lyme disclose to you why you were disqualified?
So on the telephone, they disclosed to me that I was disqualified for a possession of marijuana charge, which was a disqualifier. The paperwork that they sent me says for my criminal history. So I wasn't really clear on which.
That's it for your case?
The appellant just failed to disclose the two arrests on the DPS 799C, and at the top of the application it clearly states that before completing the application you should be suggested they review the Connecticut General Statutes pertaining to firearms and make sure you have the full information before you apply.
Sir, do you have any questions?
I do not have any questions for you.
Does the board have any questions of the issuing authority?
Had he disclosed everything, would he be suitable?
I believe so, yes.
So the only thing that's holding him back now is that he didn't disclose the arrest from 2003?
Correct. And 2002.
How long is he unsuitable? for not disclosing them?
I believe whenever he applied, he could reapply 1 year from the date.
So if he gave you an application with all that information in it, you would at this point, you would say, yes, he's suitable?
Correct.
And issue the permit? Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Just to clarify for the record, these are convictions, not just arrests.
Correct.
Okay. How many convictions total?
Four. One is now a marijuana charge, two marijuana charges, so since the law changed in 2022, so those would not be held against them.
So which charges didn't he disclose? Because I see two on here.
Correct.
That he did.
On the form, he did not disclose the failure to appear.
Does he have a conviction for that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And a reckless driving.
With a conviction.
Correct.
And he didn't. Okay.
Yep. Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do.
Okay. Sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
So the only reason I didn't disclose those two is because when I got the paperwork back from East Line, it did not say, and I didn't know that it was still on my record, which is my fault. Other than that, I mean, I'm a trusted federal employee. I have secret clearance with regards for classified materials. I have all classified stuff up and down the East Coast all the time, so. The background check that I went through to become a federal employee, I thought would have brought all this up if anything was still on my record.
Sir, do you have any questions of the appellant?
I do not.
Does the board have any questions? Yes.
When you received you filled out our questionnaire, and this was after you were denied from East Line, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And on the page it says, please list all criminal matters in which you were convicted or pled guilty.
Yes.
You left that blank. And it says, and all say regarding motor vehicle driving history.
If I did, it's because I was under the impression that all I had was marijuana charges, and I didn't think anything else was still on my record. Again, if
I'm just asking. So, I understand you had the opportunity. You were aware that you were denied on from East Line.
Yes.
Due to marijuana conviction.
Correct.
So you're aware of that charge.
Yep.
And so when you filled out. You had this very short period of time in which to fill out our questionnaire, correct?
Yes.
Because this is after East Line. This has nothing to do with the Waterford's case.
Yep.
And at that time, you were aware you had a conviction for marijuana.
I'm going to assume I misinterpreted the question. Or
what part of? Somewhere? I'm just curious. What? Please list all criminal matters in which you were convicted or pled guilty. I'm just curious. I'm just saying. I understand.
I see where you're coming from. I don't know.
You know. Okay. So you
don't necessarily remember filling that paperwork out when I had to get here.
Yeah. So you left that blank, and then when you applied to Waterford, sort of.
When I applied to Waterford, I did it because I thought that if it was on my record, that it would have shown for East Line. When East Line, they told me that it was just marijuana charge.
Okay.
What they probably said is it's a marijuana charge because it was statutorily, that was a statutory disqualifier at the time, and they didn't have to mention the rest.
Yep.
Correct. That would be my assumption.
Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement? Would you like to make a closing statement? Okay, comments by the board? Seeing none, Chief Rosenzweig.
Tough. I think you should submit a complete and accurate application, issue authority.
Ms. Johnson?
Issue authority.
Colonel Overturf?
I'm assuming, issue authority for both of them, correct?
Yes.
Got to speak up so we can hear down here.
Sorry.
Colonel Overturf? Oh, you heard me, you're just thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I wasn't.
They're both 20 years ago. I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
The appellant.
Attorney Sinetti?
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad?
The appellant.
Oh.
Ooh.
I have to stick with how I've been voting today. The issuing authority is entitled to an accurate application, so I will vote issuing authority. Very close, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.